Let me tell you about something that happened to me several years ago. It was winter, and we were camping at that time on the sea ice not too far out from shore. Oh, maybe half an hour's walk from the edge of the ice. We built our igloos when we got there. My husband and I, my son and his wife and the children. We had been there several days. The men had caught some seals when my son's harpoon broke. It had been broken and mended once already, and it was time for him to make a new one. I went to get a new piece of wood to make the harpoon. We had left some driftwood in a cache on the shore, and I went to get it. I started out and walked for a little while, until I couldn't see the igloo behind me anymore. All of a sudden, the wind grew stronger. Out of nowhere, a storm began. Snow whirled all around me. Everywhere I looked, everything had disappeared. I couldn't see where the land stopped and the sky began. I couldn't tell which direction I had come from, or in which direction I was going. The whole world had turned white, and it was cold. I remembered times before when I had been caught in storms. Always before when it had happened, I'd been with other people. When I was a little girl, once my father and mother and I were lost in a storm. We stayed out for 3 days. My father turned the sled over. We crawled underneath it and stayed there, while the snow completely covered us. When the storm was over, we had to dig our way out. Another time, my husband and I were caught in a storm and we built a small shelter out of snow, a kind of little igloo. I decided not to build a shelter. It was too hard for me to cut snow blocks at my age. So what I did was this. First, I felt around with my feet until I found a little hill. It was just a little one, not even as high as I am. Then I took off my mittens. They were nice, heavy ones made out of caribou fur that my son's wife had made for me. I put them on the side of the small hill and sat down on them. They kept me warm, and they kept the heat from my body from melting the snow under me and getting my clothes wet. I had on just one parka. I was sorry that I didn't have two of them. If I had known that I was going to be caught in a storm, I would have put on another parka. Then I would have had one with the fur inside, and one on top of that with the fur outside. Well, the one I had was a nice warm parka, good and loose, with the fur side in. I pulled my arms out of the sleeves and slipped them inside of the parka. I didn't have anything on underneath it, so my arms helped to keep the rest of me warm. I sat with my back to the wind, and sat, waiting for the storm to end. The wind blew hard and the snow kept falling all around me. I leaned forward a little bit and rested my elbows on my knees, so that if I fell asleep, I wouldn't fall over in the snow. I felt sleepy. I dozed off a little, sitting there in the snow. The top of my parka around the neck was pulled nice and tight, and it was warm inside it. And so I slept. I woke up every so often, and when I felt cramped, I got up and picked up my mittens so I wouldn't lose them, and then I walked around the little hill in a circle. That way the heat from my body circulated inside my parka. It was getting dark as I walked around and getting colder. I thought of all the times I had walked through the snow with my family, with my mother and father when I was little, and with my husband and children when we were traveling from place to place across the ice. When I got tired of walking around, I sat down again on my mittens and tried to go to sleep. When I woke up again, the wind had stopped and the sky was clear. It was light, and from the sun I thought it was about, oh, maybe afternoon. I had been out in the snow almost 2 days. I stood up and shook off the snow, which by that time was almost up to my waist. I looked around and I could tell where I was from the hills on the horizon. I started back towards the igloos, and after walking for a little while, I spotted them in the distance, covered with snow, and with some of my family walking around outside them. When I got home, I sat in the igloo and put my feet up near the stone lamp because they were a little cold. I ate some seal meat and drank some water, although I wasn't very hungry. I hadn't really done anything except sit and sleep and walk around a little. I had been a little hungry the first day I was out in the storm, but as I slept, I forgot all about being hungry. My family wasn't worried about me, because they knew I could take care of myself. My son said to me, "Well, you should have built some kind of a shelter out of snow blocks. Why didn't you do that? You would have been warmer." But I was all right without it. My clothes kept me warm. There. That's all I remember about it.